Wow.
Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Talk Network's The Power of Three, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing. Today is May 1st, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Rose Fulars, along with my fellow hosts, Spiritual Healer Vivian Alden, and Akashic Record Reader and Numerologist Fiona Miller. So let's welcome these beautiful ladies to the show before we get started today. So, Vivian, are you there?
Yes, hello. Hello, Rose. Hello, Fiona. Hi, listeners. Big hello from Alberta, Canada. And it's May 1st, number one. I love that. May 1st, number one. So that's an awesome day.
May 1st, and the full moon was just the day before yesterday. And boy, it was beautiful last night. Big one. Big, beautiful full moon. All that energy. That must be what's going on today, Vivian, with our blog talk, right? It's all the energy, right? So let's, Vivian, welcome our beautiful Fiona. Fiona, are you there?
Yes, ladies. I actually was able to get on with no glitches this time. So again, welcome everybody, and I'm glad everybody's made it on, and welcome listeners, because again, we've had some strange things happening, and I just think it's the energy that's going around, and so we just have to be prepared for anything that arrives and just take it in and work with it the best way we can, because stuff happens. So I think this is maybe just a little spirit, what our show is about spirit chiming in and talking to us and letting us know. So
you know,
we
what?
Can't control the
right
situation. I think I am.
I think you're right, because I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, oh, I know what this is. They're showing us their calling, right? That's what they're doing.
Yes.
But yeah, so yeah. But things are going to go smooth now, right? Things are going to go smooth for the rest of the show. So it's going to be a wonderful show. So ladies, I have a couple announcements to make real quick. Before we get started, I just want to let everybody know that our listeners know that they can call in and talk to us and maybe get a mini reading and make a comment by dialing 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And you can also join us live in the chat room by going to Psychic Talk on Facebook and looking for the banner with our beautiful faces on it and commenting right below, right? So with that all said and done, okay, so we're going to kind of talk about our topic today, which is when spirit comes a calling or comes to call. Okay, ladies, so I guess I'll start this off, if you don't mind.
Of course not.
When spirit comes to call, this is a perfect example of what happened to us today when spirit comes to call. So this is calling our attention to spirit, because we know that a lot of this has a lot to do with the energy that we're you know, experiencing at this time. And spirit has stepped forward to let us know that they're there and that they agree with the show that we're doing. At least that's the way I would take it, right? So that's a call also. But a call to spirit, right? I think we can go a lot of different areas with this topic, really, honestly. So I was kind of thinking about it, and I was thinking that my first call to spirit was, just like I said, when I was a baby. I started seeing spirit, experience God actually telling me, you know, that you know, telling me that he was real and he existed. And kind of that kind of pushed me and propelled me forward into, you know, feeling like I had something that I needed to do. And I've always been one to be guided by spirit. So when spirit, you know, I've always been one of these people that if something comes up, I just jump up and do it, right? Because it's like I feel the spirit and I'll just move forward. I feel that passion, that love within, you know, and I know that there's something that I need to do, whether it be, you know, tell, you know, do a reading and actually heal somebody's heart or, you know, that's, you know, that's basically how spirit comes to call, has come to call for me and has actually moved me forward in my mediumship is just, you know, by doing it, I can actually be walking in a store or walking somewhere and all of a sudden a loved one will come through for someone. Of course, I don't walk right up to them and read them. I ask their permission. You know, if I feel it very, very strongly, normally I'll just give them my card, tell them I have somebody there and, you know, but if I feel it very, very strongly, I ask their permission first, and if it's okay, then I'll take them to the side and actually tell them what their loved one's giving them. So spirit coming to call, spirit comes to call in a lot of ways. Spirit guides us every day and lets us know what we need to do. And that's my experience with spirit and how spirit comes to call. So, Vivian, what is your experience?
Well, my experience is to listen when they're calling, and the reason I say that, I'm going to go back to how we're
definitely
saying that
listen.
Blog Talk's doing funny things. And today, I was going through, before this studio, people can always call in 15 minutes early, and they're lined up in the queue to get a question. And Rose had a little bit of trouble with phoning in, so she was going to try her Skype. Well, sometimes Skype comes up with ones, and it's interesting because it's all three ones in three in a row, so it's really kind of neat. So there's actually three people that were on Skype, so I clicked this one number, and it was Eli. I said, okay, so I talked to Eli and that, and then we said, okay, so I put him back on mute. Now, what was funny is because we also have that live chat in the Psychic Talk Radio group, Facebook page, and on there he says, I can still hear you girls talking. And it's interesting because he was on mute. I said, okay, Eli, I'll put you back on. And then we talked a little bit and put him back on mute, and he can still hear us. So remember, three times is always a charm. The name of the show is Power of Three. So Eli, so I messaged him, Eli, and we're actually going to bring him on live. He's just going to listen in the same way, but he cannot. But since he was able to hear us when he was actually muted, I think that's a sign from Spirit that he's gonna come on. So I'm going to welcome Eli. Hello, Eli.
Hello.
Hi, Eli.
You're supposed to be us.
Glad you could join us today.
Really glad to be here.
And Eli, I see you wrote in the Facebook group that when I asked you if you wanted to be live because you were already live with us before the show even started. So to me, that's a really good message from Spirit. And what did you write about your daily fortune today?
Yes, my daily fortune for today was today is a perfect day to work with others.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. So, welcome to the Power of Three show. And I hope wisdom and healing. And you're meant to be here. You're meant to be here live. So we're going to keep you live throughout the whole show. And, of course, when it's time to ask your question, we'll call on you. So we'll – oh, yeah. So, Rose, you asked me the question now. So, of course, we're talking about when Spirit comes a knock and starting the conversation – so, of course, then I talked about Eli. When I hear the knock, like, there's different ways for Spirit to knock, right? When I hear the knock, also,
yes.
It's a feeling sometimes that they're around. So that's a way of knocking, that you feel that they're around. There's so many ways. The ones that I'm going to talk about is how I feel they're around. I feel there's sometimes even if somebody can be watching me or feel a presence. Or they'll pop into my mind out of the blue. Then you know definitely they're saying hello, they're knocking. And there's so many more, but those are the ones, those two that I really love. And another one, and I'm sure everybody has felt this, is the lights going on and off. And I'm talking about when I was just opening up here, when I'm just opening up. So, and it's the lights going on and off that don't, not supposed to go on. And this was actually a touch lamp that was going off when my stepfather passed away, and I was fairly new to any of this. And the light would go on and off. And it was funny. It was at the times where I missed him, and the light would be on. And it was funny because over the years, that kind of stopped. And I said, oh, I would have been nice to go back there. You know, because things will change over the years. But those are the easiest ways. Do you agree, Rose, Fiona? Some of the easiest ways. I'm sure you have others as well.
Yeah. Well, I know. For myself, I just found even just this weekend, of course, I'm a developing medium and I'm taking classes and we have homework and I'm a shitty student with getting the homework done. But anyways, we had to do this vision board and this spirit tree of how we connected with how do we connect with our, you know, guides or angels or anything. And like when, especially doing mediumship, how do I know the presence of them coming in? So the first one I got, I'm going, vision board. I'm going, I know what a vision board is. I do. I've done this for a long time. I thought, oh, this is just a waste of my time. I would rather do something else than to do this. And I wasn't going to do it. I had made the decision that I wasn't going to do it. Well, all of a sudden, before I knew it, on Sunday morning, I got this idea. And I'm working and really dealing with claircognizance of all knowing. Like the thought just drops in. And so I'm going, okay. And I'm going, I've got my new Aura Soma cards, which are based on the tarot. And so anyways, and it's tarot and color and whatnot. And so I thought, I'm going to do my numerology code. Because that's going to be my vision board. How do I step into my greatness? And I'm going, that is something that I work on a daily basis because I have my bottles of Aura Soma that sit in front of me, they're in front of me right now, that carry a vibration to me. So I'm going, that really is my vision board. And I thought, oh, thank you, angels. Thank you for showing that to me. And then we had to do this crazy spirit tree. And I'm going, okay, so how do I do this? I decided I was going to do this craziness that I already put my foot down and said, no, I'm not doing this. This is crap. So anyway, I thought, what do I just do? Draw a picture of a head and put that it just lands in my brain and it's there. And then all of a sudden, I'm going, oh, I need to go into my Aura Soma. Because some of the girls were posting pictures and they kind of did with the chakras. And I thought, I have the most beautiful Aura Soma picture. And I went in there and when I finally looked at my Aura Soma picture of the chakras, I finally went, there's my answer there in my freaking face. I have the number 8 is the 8th chakra, which is above your head, above the crown. And it's called the soul star chakra. And I'm going, bingo, bango. I'm talking to the soul of the spirits that have crossed over. That is my soul level. So I connect at my 8th chakra from soul to soul. Then the claircognizance is dropped down into my crown chakra, which is the all-knowing. And so anyways, then I went through how, you know, the all-knowing is really about thoughts. Then about how, you know, as they go down through your chakras, it becomes denser. And then talking about how for the thought to come through and materialize, we must vocalize it. So I kind of wrote something up about this. And then I went, oh, my Lord, this next weekend coming up, I'm going into Calgary for a 5-day course. My angel empowerment practitioner teacher has been putting on hands-on healing. And it is about affirmation, but it's way more than that. And I thought, oh, that's interesting because it's about thought. This is what affirmations are. So now this is giving me the knowledge and the understanding at that certain level to work with what I'm doing. So I'm going, I just bingo bango. I poo-pooed everything and thought this was stupid crap and crazy. And I was having a little temper tantrum. And then all of a sudden, the stuff just started to come in. I'm going, wow, this is really big. This is going to make a difference for my 5-day intensive course next week that I'm just going, I've got that new understanding that they brought to me. So anyways, that's what I can just say, how they how they do work with you, and it's recognizing and then being appreciative. The big thing I believe, that's just my own personal opinion, is then you appreciate what they do. You might not like it at the time, but really if you're honest and true and whatnot, it's really to be grateful and say thank you, thank you, thank you. When I was having my little, you know, temper tantrum, little tizzy fit about not doing it. So anyways,
spiritual.
I mean,
you did.
Yes,
spiritual,
and so it's just there's many ways and that they come in. There's like we could all talk of, you know, all the different experiences, but it's just you just get to know when, you know, it's okay and they want me to go somewhere. I mean, the other thing is that I'm developing with my mediumship. I need to sit with people live. And of course, I got the feeling I was supposed to go to the newspaper, but I didn't. Then that evening, I then got a reading, and out of the blue, the girl starts to talk about the newspaper. And I'm going, okay, mm-hmm. I get it. I'm supposed to go to the newspaper. I'm supposed to announce something. But again, I'm sitting with it because it's something I really don't want to come out and maybe expose myself, you know, in that way. So it's, again, my own fear. So we'll see what guidance I get as I go along, because I've gone to the newspaper, been told to do it on Facebook. So they're guiding me. They're helping me. It's going to be my decision, but I know they're going to help me ease into a way to do what I need to do in a way. But I know they're guiding. I just know they're there, and I just know with all the little clues that come up that they're there helping me and guiding me all the way along. I'm not left there on my own, but exposing myself and coming out, you know, even on Facebook to the people, they said to go to Invermere Buy and Sell, and one of the things I thought, ooh, I don't know if I want those nasty comments coming back because, you know, everybody on there is not so open, and I've seen how people can respond on Facebook. So I'm going, well, maybe that's something for me to learn. So now I'm going to sit back, figure this out, and when I come back, I'll make some decisions. I'm sure I'll find some more information that they will give to me. So, I mean, yeah. The one thing I want people to understand and truly know is it's the angels are not going to tell you what to do. They're going to guide you and help you. So if anybody says, oh, they said this is what I'm to do, it's they're guiding you and helping you to make those decisions. But again, right. If I decide not to do it, that's my decision. So,
right.
And so that's where I don't, because some people say, oh, well, they told me I had to do this. No, 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 no. That's one of the understandings that I'd like people, because I know the angelic realm that
good
I work off would never, ever, ever do that.
Yeah, because
so,
we have free will. We have free will, Fiona.
Yes.
So, you know, spirit, you know, that's the thing about spirit. That's the thing about the angels and our guides. They're not allowed to, you know, push us into doing anything. I mean, we have free will to choose. They can give us suggestions and help us along, but they are not allowed to push us, you know.
Right.
Because we have to make that ultimate decision. So that's a really good point. That's a really good point. And
yes.
I've noticed that's exactly how it works. You know, they'll nudge you in certain directions. And if we're wise and we're open, we listen and we move in that direction. And I think it is,
yes.
You know, and I got to say, I think over all the years of reading, because I've been reading since I was 15, not necessarily mediumship, but cards and palm
reads,
right. Just auras, that kind of thing. And I think the biggest thing for a medium or a psychic is to surrender to their gifts. That's the hardest thing.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is. And so what
yes.
you're saying is true. You just allow, you know, just allow spirit to, allow spirit, feel those nudges and just kind of go, surrender to them and go with them. That's what I do. And,
yeah.
and that's obviously what, you know, you're learning to do. I mean, it gets to where, you know, sometimes it does feel very much, like you're going to be criticized, but I found, you know, honestly, I found that people are so open. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Yeah. You'd put something out there in that newspaper, you'd be surprised.
Well, So yeah. Again, so we'll see how spirit works with me with working through my fear, because that's what it is. My fear
right.
is about the judgment. And I'm okay with that. I sense it. But guess what? I've never, ever had it written to me and out there, out front. So this is something that I truly, truly, I guess my next step of working through, seeing it in writing and somebody judging me. So, you know, you can hear it, you sense it, you feel it, you know it.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be put in black and white, and that is in this physical realm of it's stated and it's out there
yeah.
on a Facebook page. So again, that's something that I need to overcome and just do, just go where my heart is guided and directed, and to go and do it. Because what I'd really like to do these free readings to test drive all the ways to pick up information and to do things. And what a better thing for me to offer my community as a small community of helping them in another, you know, in that way of a free reading to have that connection. So again, it's just, it's me working around it to feel comfortable with what I'm about to do.
And well, you know, Fiona.
Spirit does prepare us for that, Fiona. If it's not meant to be, they're not going to push you or, you know, nudge
yeah.
you in that way. And so it's already prepared for you. It's already there.
Yes.
You know this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Fiona, what I'm curious, Spirit is actually very lucky to have you in their life. And when I say life, it's because they have another life there as well. But what I'm really curious too, Fiona, because we're talking about when people are just beginning to hear Spirit today, what was your first, like when you realized you started hearing Spirit? People can, the beginners can recognize this as well. So your very beginning, when you first heard Spirit or felt them there, or just how you just started, when you heard the knock is what I'm saying. Just basically that, so people can recognize that.
I think for me, to be quite honest, is to hearing Spirit. Like I'm going, I know what I sensed and I feel, so those are my own abilities coming through. I knew as a child, but I thought everybody felt this. Like, I remember walking into a room and I could feel. It was like I knew when at the bottom of the coming into walking home, I was about from the city street walking onto my walkway. I knew when my mom and dad were having an argument. I already knew walking up. I sensed the energy. So again, it was almost that prepping for me of how I'd come into the house. And so growing up, I always thought that everybody could sense that. And I went, what's wrong with these people? Why are they saying the things that they're saying when you already know that the energy of the room is this? And I'd go, ooh, don't they get it? Like even as a young child, I'd go, ooh, why are they saying that? So again, because it wasn't talked about as a child for me. It was only as I got older that, you know, that I kind of found out about Sylvia Brown and John Edwards, and I read all those books. And I guess even
right when you were little, Fiona? Fiona, you can hear. Sorry, I just want to clarify.
No, I didn't feel spirits when I was little. I know I saw them because it was a child dreaming, but I didn't. I could see them when I was very little, but as I grew older, I shut those down. And it was very easy, again, of my claircognizance coming through, but it's for spirits, because I was a type 1 diabetic at 9 years old. And so for years, I just kept telling my mom, the doctors are wrong. How did I know this? Because spirit has always been with me, guiding me. But I couldn't put two and two together. Why did I know this? Why did I know the things at a young age? Till I was 45 years old, my mom handed me a book and she said, you know everything that you told me as a kid, that the doctors were wrong? Here was a doctor that finally wrote a book who was a type 1 diabetic that went through. She said, everything you said to me as a child is in this book. So I'm going, why did I know that back then as a youngster at 9 years old?
So you,
and then through my
teachers. So you were just natural You were just natural. I think, Rose, you're the same way, right? You're just a like from little, you were just natural.
Right. Yep.
As far as picking up spirit.
As far as picking up spirit, I remember. And it did happen the same way that Fiona has actually mentioned. Mm. I did hear clairaudiently. You know what I mean? And I did have that clear knowing. So the clear cognizance, right, it was one of the first gifts that I actually developed, was that understanding of that I was hearing, and that it was something very powerful that I was hearing. You know, so I take that as being spirit then, you know, as a baby. Yeah. But it took a while to understand it. And like, again, like Fiona, you know, I would see spirit, you know, and then my clairsentience came into play, feeling it, you know.
Yeah.
I think that clairconscience is the first communication, to be honest with you, is understanding.
And so, and
spirit.
The other thing, Vivian, when you say actually feeling spirit, for me, when I finally went through my angel empowerment teacher, my friend here in the valley said, "Hey, Fiona, I got this angel lady coming. It's a weekend course. Do you want to take it?" So anyways, I went and I took it. And so the stuff that happened to me there was, again, I never owned a deck of oracle cards, never used them, never owned a deck. I'm doing readings, and the girl I was reading for, she said, "You sure you never did this before?" And I'm going, "No, never done this before." And I guess the biggest shock for me was we did a meditation where we were meeting our guardian angel. So there was spirit in full force with me. And so we went through the meditation, and then we went around the circle and shared. And I said, "Oh, yes." My guardian angel sat on my lap. I felt the weight on my lap. I felt the arm around me, and I almost felt the heat from the body that was sitting on me. The presence of my guardian angel was huge. And I think maybe for me, it needed to be that huge for me to go, okay, because that was my real starting of actually going and moving down this line. And I also think it was my time too. So they made sure their presence was shown to me, and I felt it. I didn't see it at that time, but I definitely felt it because, again, my clairsentience is extremely strong. There was no doubt about it. I could not even ifs, ands, or buts. So
that's pretty clear for
just,
sure, yeah.
It was just so crystal clear, but I think that was that time. Okay, Fiona, it's now time to acknowledge, and you need to get moving. And that was from that weekend was my whole development of going in and really investigating this whole part of life, that there hasn't been a lot of schooling. It was more hush hush. It was, you know, it wasn't well talked about. But then again, then it got brought up as knowing, but I already knew it, but I didn't understand it then. When I was 15, I went to Scotland, yeah, and my mother told me about her great uncle was, I realize now, was actually a physical medium, that she said, "Oh, we couldn't associate with him because he had seances all the time, and he would move tables across the room, so we weren't allowed to have anything to do with him." So I kind of knew that, but I didn't even at that point put two and two together of how things work and da-da-da-da-da.
That's awesome.
Well,
so,
that's
awesome.
I think that's average with a lot of people, but they just don't realize that you start off hearing spirit. I mean, you start off experiencing spirit from a child, and I think we just don't, like Fiona's saying, we just don't connect with it, and we have to grow into it and understand it, but all the gifts are there. You know, all the gifts are there. And I think a lot of it actually, we get stagnant, or we do stop when someone else, you know, says something like, "Well, those spirits don't exist. What you're seeing is not
real." You get shut down.
And
you're
kind of convinced from a child that these things aren't real. So when a spirit does come calling or knocking, you shut it out and you say, "Oh, well, you see one," and you say, "Oh, well, I didn't really see that." You question yourself. And really, if we were raised in a way, you know, we were raised in a way that we believe, you know, and never told that these things didn't exist, then, you know, we could all develop these beautiful gifts, every gift that we have, and
right.
just be, you know, limitless in what we do.
Yeah.
You know, that,
yeah.
that
well,
that's,
yeah, that's for sure, yeah. You know what
you
you're
know,
saying, Rose, too, we always hear, we always say children are also open, and we're the society shuts it down.
Yeah.
But what I want to ask
yeah.
you guys, because, you know, you guys remember when you're young. I actually don't remember from 13 and younger, so I can't say I felt as a child because I do not remember. So, you know, and what I do want to share with the listeners today is also, even if you don't remember, how can you start now? How can you start the conversation? So one way, I remember, and this is with my stepfather, and it was not long after I almost died, so that it probably did help. But either way, I could feel him around me, but also I would hear noises. Like it felt like a picture fell, and I go look, and there's no picture that fell. That's how loud the noises were. So finally,
yeah.
I just started saying hello. That's all I said, and I said it out loud. I said hello.
Right.
Well, you know what? I said hello for a year before I heard anything back or I sensed anything back. So I think part of it is being open and saying it out loud. You know,
yeah,
obviously nobody else was
yeah,
in nobody else was in the house, but I was also saying it out loud, meaning in this physical world. When you say something out loud, you're in this physical world. You're saying hello, I want to communicate with you. Hello, and
yeah.
I was persistent. It was a year. You know, it was a year before I got an answer back. But what's a year,
it's
right?
Belief.
So
yeah.
So Rose, yeah, what's the way that would you think to start off? Somebody to start off. With, you know,
well, just be open
to start
to
off.
It. Just like you were just saying, Vivian, that's exactly what you do. You're open to it. You allow, you let them know that you're willing to communicate with them, and you open yourself up to it and pay attention. Learn your, you know, learn your gifts because and expand upon them, because the more you learn and expand upon them, the more the messages get clearer. I think it took you a little, the reason it took you a year is because you had to understand how they communicated back. You know, we
right.
know how to communicate in a physical way. We know how to speak. We know how to look at people. We know how to touch people. We know how to do that. When we cross over in spirit, we don't have that. So we have to communicate with our thoughts, our feelings, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And our heart. And that's, you know, so believing is seeing. Just put it to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to experience spirit, you have to open yourself up and you have to believe and you have to trust and you have to surrender. Those are the keys. Because the more you do that, the clearer the message becomes. So,
right.
And yeah, you know, even saying what exactly what I said and when I said it, I realized exactly like you're saying, we're saying, I'm here. I want to connect. And they're telling me again, it's very important you say it out loud because saying out loud, it resonates through your body and it resonates through the air and through spirit. And they know you're serious.
Well,
when you say something
trust.
Out loud, you're serious. You're taking it out from
because
just
everything. It shows trust because everything that we create in this world, Vivian and Fiona, everything we create is physical. So when you speak out in a physical way, you're creating, and that shows trust. That shows surrender.
Yeah.
That's what that shows. And acceptance.
Yeah.
You know, okay, you're on the other side, and I accept you for who you are, and now I'm open, and I'm willing to talk, and I'm here, you know. And I think that, you know, because I think that makes you a great, you know, communicator when you do that, when you just open up and surrender because, you know, and trust that. You know, I think when I go and I do, like, my big events, parties and things like this, I don't think about whether I'm going to have problems with it. You know what I mean? I just open up and allow, and I tell my guides and loved ones on the other side, I need you to step forward. I need you, you know, I know you're there. We need to communicate in this way. This is what we need to do, you know, in order to heal the heart of this person. You know, so I accept
Beautiful.
It. I surrender to it. I don't even think about it. I just do it. You know, sometimes when I talk about these things, I might go right to the point, and that's because I already have that understanding. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just surrender to it. I just surrender to it. That's all
but
you do.
One of the things that I know that I do, and because I'm in, you know, a small community, and it's just my husband always goes, oh, my God, he said, why do you take so long getting groceries? When I go into town, because people know here what I do, and it's almost like they come up and they step up to me, and they're not sure about it. So that's one of the things that I offer them, to say, well, then feel it, talk to them, what's going on. So it's opening up that door for them to experience. And once you kind of give them a little bit of direction, I just believe that then that helps people to say it's okay, and you know, that's fine. And it's quite exciting to see them come back. And I'm sure with both of you, Rose and Vivian, as teachers of this stuff, is that it's always so delightful when you have students around you that all of a sudden you can see that look in their eye, and they're blown away at what actually, you know, starts, and they're going, wow, wow, wow. And it's just, they're, you know, they're just going, wow, can it actually be like this? And so, and again, it's landing them to explore and develop their own way of communication. So, yeah, I think it's pretty exciting.
And one last comment to that, Fiona. I want to say, you know, that, like I said earlier to you, they're already there. They haven't gone anywhere. They're already there. It's just a matter of you opening up and acknowledging that they're there. You know, and that's it. It's, you know, everything's already created. When they cross your mind, I mean, when they pop into your head for no reason at all, you weren't thinking about it, they're there. That's proof. They're never separate from us. So just all you have to do is acknowledge and give them the opportunity. You know what I mean? That's all you have to do.
Yeah. And the reason this show, I just love it, because you can have them in your, and they're all, your loved ones are all around you. Just say hello and bring them into your life every day. And I think, you know, I think that's where it's an everyday, you know, it's like they're it's an everyday thing. They're with you every day. So why not just say hello and bring them? And then you just say hello. Yeah.
Right.
So, ladies, we're at the bottom of, way past the bottom of the hour here.
We could do this all day.
We could talk forever. Right. So, that's
an interesting topic.
Eli has to say about this. Eli, you're still there, right?
Yes, I'm still here.
Awesome.
So, Eli, what's your take on this?
Well, honestly, I'm rather new to the subject of spirit, and although I do have to say, I no longer have a question for today. Because my question was, what's the next step that I need to take when it comes to my development? And, you know, especially since I'm learning tarot and all that. And it's like, there it is. Everything you girls said.
Wonderful. And that's the point of it. That's the point of it, right? Is an experienced spirit, just to open up to it. And that's all you do, right? It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and the way he's prepared for us already, you know, and just think about that, right?
Yeah, I have had experiences where, like, I really like relying on my intuition, but sometimes I just can't tell that this is not intuition. This is not that what I'm feeling and knowing is not coming from inside me. It's coming from someplace else, and you girls just answered everything.
Oh, good. That's the point, right? That's the point.
And I would say, that's cute. Because I would say, Eli, this was, they really, the spirit guides really wanted you to hear this message, because they brought you live on the show, like literally for the whole show. So this is awesome.
He's been very patient back there and quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He couldn't get a word in edgewise. I'm so sorry about that, Eli. We just talk too much sometimes.
Eli,
it's okay.
Eli, can I ask, do you feel your grandfather around you?
I honestly don't, like, one of my grandfathers I didn't meet, and the other one, I honestly don't feel him. So I wouldn't be able to tell.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to start saying hello, because I do sense, and the feeling that I get with him is like, He's not worried, but he's it's almost like he needs to talk to you about something, and he's around you. So, and he's actually doing his best, is what I'm getting. He's doing his best so that you'll be able to sense him. And I'm being told, start saying hello. And this would be the grandfather that you do not know. Start saying hello, because he is around you, and I can it's almost like he's straining. He just wants to so bad. He just wants to so bad because he's got so much to share with you. So, start
saying
hello. You
know that something like for the past several days, I've been randomly just remembering his name out of nowhere.
Awesome. There you go. His name popping into your head out of the blue. There you go.
That's him wanting to communicate right there. Yep.
Start saying hello.
Open yourself up. Say, Grandpa, come forward. Let's talk. Right?
You know, even the hello. Yeah. And, you know, the biggest thing is not to, sometimes when we expect expectations, then we block ourselves.
Yeah.
So just say hello and then just let it go. You know, hello and let it go. And that's, remember me, it took a year, right? And hello, and this is all new to me. Of course, I was 1 foot here and 1 foot there. But still, just say hello, and I was so ill. Just say hello and then let it go. Because the big thing, expectations sometimes put pressure on us, and there's no expectation. This is your loved one. They're coming to you. They're coming into your home. They're coming into your space. And all they mean to send to you is love, to be with you, to support you, to share with you, share your life with you, basically.
And Vivian and Eli, we are the ones that actually block that communication. Okay? When we get in our heads, we block that communication with our loved ones on the other side. It's the thought of thinking that we cannot connect. Right? And that's not true. We can connect in any aspect, right? So there are no boundaries. And just remember that. There are no boundaries, right? You can connect. Right? You just got to get that out of your head that you can, you know. But anyway,
I'd like to add one more thing. Sorry, Rose. I'd like to add one more thing for Eli because this happened with another show that Eli had phoned in. I put him on mute and he could still hear us. So this is really interesting. So, and I'm being shown a telephone, an old-fashioned telephone, but you can use your cell phone. So also a way you can do it is imagine the phoning them up. And if you want to grab your phone and phone them up. And they're showing me this for a reason. So Eli, the phone line can be your connection as well. So there's no coincidence. And whenever I'm shown anything, as you can tell, I brought Eli live for the whole show, and you'll be staying live, Eli, till the end of the show.
Yeah.
There's no coincidence. It's happened, right? So the phone is a big one for you. So you can use the phone. And you know what I'm being shown is the older phones, you know, not the, with the ring and the thing, but, you know, with a handle. It's not a cell phone and that. So what I would do, Eli, I don't imagine you have a phone like that, but I actually would get a picture of an old phone, you know, with a regular dial tone and everything, right? You know, with the whole handle.
I have a picture of one.
The kind you have to manually dial,
you have a picture of one, Eli?
Yeah, before you said it, I just happened to have a picture of one on my screen.
Perfect.
Wow.
Use it. That's what they're showing me. So they're validating. They're with you and everything. Thank you, Eli, for that. Perfect. Awesome.
They're saying, call me up.
But use that one. So that there's a reason you got on your screen. So that can be a symbol to connect even here. Sometimes we use symbols to connect us easier, and that will be it for you, Eli. So great. So awesome. Thank you for that, Eli. So I'll give it back to Rose. And you're still live, Eli. We're keeping you live for the whole show. Go ahead, Rose.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, ladies. We really went over your time. We only have about, you know, not quite 20 minutes to finish the show up. So we need to announce the upcoming. Well, no, Fiona needs to do her number of the day if mm-hmm. she'd like to do that real quickly. If she can do that quickly.
Okay, well. Yes, I'll try to do that quickly. So today's May 1st, 2018, and so May is 5, so I add the numbers up. So 5 plus 1 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, and that brings us to the number 17/8. 1 plus 7 equals 8. So what's number 17 is the immortality number. So it's really about you leaving a legacy behind. So really start thinking about how do you want to be remembered? What's the energy today is putting forth? How do you want to be left? How do you want to be remembered by? And it's a pretty powerful number when you start living each day. How do I want to be written up and for the community to come together to be remembered by? And so this might help you actually lead a better life of thinking before you act. It's really for, taking full responsibility of your actions. But with this number, 17, it's the ancients refer to it as the star of the Magi, which is a highly spiritual number and is expressed in the symbol as the eight-pointed star of Venus. So the number eight, according to a Pythagoras, who is the numerologist, called the number eight the lightness and darkness number. And really, if you look at the shape of the eight, it's the only number that you can write with without taking your finger or raising your pencil up. So, and again, it's about connecting. It's about connecting or disconnecting. So darkness is about the selfish, material, money-minded money maker, and the light is the spiritual mind who offer light to those who are in dark. So even when we're frustrated with others, the key to stepping into this immortality number is actually when you're seeing somebody who's in the dark, how do I offer them the light, or where do I shine the light for them that they might be able to see? So when you can think of it at those terms, it's extremely, extremely powerful. And the other thing I wanted to say about it, and I really need to talk to some of my friends that do shamanism, because this with the tarot symbol, because the star key actually represents or explains the fifth or the celestial essence, which is above and beyond the four elements of the fire, earth, air, and water. The great star has 8 points representing rotation. The seven lesser stars refer to the seven bodily centers, which really whirl of motion and vibration. So I really need to, what this brought up for me is really understanding someone that does the shamanism, the representation of the, you know, the four elements, which we're always talked about. I guess I understand at some level, but it's brought this new awareness to me. So it's that fifth, and I understand that fifth vibrational essence about it, but I want to understand more how this actually comes about. But I know with the tarot symbolism, Aquarius, and we are just stepping in. Are we now not in the age of Aquarius now that they said we stepped in? So it brings on revelation. So there's a lot to this number to really understand it more. And now I'm actually looking forward to talking to some of my friends that do the shamanism to understand how the four elements and how this fifth element relates to them, and also getting a better understanding for myself. So just basically remember, what I do each day, that's how I will be remembered. And I know when I'm on my deathbed that I hope they say good things. And I have to laugh because here we are with Eli. And Eli, this is just so funny when you came on. Mm-hmm. And Vivian says to me, oh, crap. It's a good thing we didn't say anything bad and we were really nice on the phone here. So I'm going, so here we go again. This number 17 and this 8. We just had this happen on air with just what happened today. That is spirit talking to us in a way.
Sure.
So even behind closed doors, be careful what you say and what you put out there, because that is going to come back and may haunt you. So again, this just blows me away. I mean, Vivian, you and I have had this happen on our shows before, and I was always blown away what's just happened, and then with the number of the day, and then with just some of the stuff that's gone on. So I get really excited about it when I can see how nothing happens for it's not a coincidence. There's a reason why it's all happening. So anyways, that's the beauty of our really wonderful number of the day of number 17. So great. Cheers.
Cheers.
Beautiful.
Just step into it.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Fiona. We better take a caller, ladies. We haven't taken any callers, and I know they've been waiting forever, and we apologize. We just get carried away.
Okay.
So
it's a Skype caller, and you're on the air.
Hi, this is
Hello,
Laura,
Carla.
New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
You
How
have
are
a question?
You?
Pretty good. Do you have a quick – thank you. First of all, thank you for waiting so long. And do you have a question or comment for us?
Well, I experience spirit a lot, too. They move things and I get lights and all that up and down. So, yeah, and that's been going on for a long time.
So you're a physical, so you're probably a physical medium, yes.
I don't know, I guess. The other night, though, they were doing it so much, I told them to stop it. And they did. but
well,
they
love them.
That's a good thing.
Well, then, no, they do. It was irritating me. They kept doing it. Usually they'll move something in another room or something just to get my attention, but the other night they just kept doing it, so I told them to stop it, and they did. I do have a question. I'm trying to get a job, and I had an interview on Thursday, and I was wondering if you might be getting anything from Spirit about that opportunity.
I think if you're going to get that opportunity. I really think you're going to get that job that you applied for. I think things are going to change. They're going to really look up for you. When
that
you ask
would be
that
great.
Question, that's what I got. So, also, we're having trouble with your phone. Are you having static on that on the other end there?
No, I can hear you pretty well.
Okay, all right, because we're getting a lot of static. Honey, that's what I got for you really, really quickly. I wanted to give that to you, was that I feel like things are going to look up, that you're going to get that job. So definitely call back in and let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
And good
Thanks
luck, all right?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So,
if you're on mute, you can listen to the show. Yes, so the next caller is Lily from Santa Cruz. Oh, sorry, Fiona, are you going to say something?
I just wanted Laura to know, the first thing that I got and heard was just be yourself. Don't try to be somebody you're not. Just be, that just came through loud and clear. Be yourself, and because that's going to give you the confidence, being yourself, you're worthy enough. So that's you connecting into your own self-worth of knowing that I can be myself because I'm worthy enough. So anyways,
that's actually what I got too.
Oh, good, Eli.
I pulled a card for this, and it's the devil. So, like, don't – you have to stay true to yourself. Otherwise, things will go wrong.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Okay, so do we have another call that we can take?
Yes, we do.
Real quickly?
She was having a bit of trouble, with her phone, but she can also listen to the comments on the replays, right? So on psychictalk.net. So yes, it's Lily from Santa Cruz.
Hello,
Lily.
Hello. Very educational. I love hearing what you all had to say. I feel like we all have similar experiences. And that just reiterated or confirmed. My question for you all today is I'm in recovery, and I am really ready to get out in the world again, and I'm having some conflict with more so my teenage son and time availability, and I want to go back.
Hello? Lily?
Hello? Yes.
Okay, you cut out, honey. You want to go back to what did you say?
Well, I'm having a relationship or confirmation from my husband and son in my desire to going back to work. Do you see me doing something? And if you can help me, I'm a Jane of many trades, focusing on something that I could balance my home life as well as going to work.
Okay, let me see. I feel like, you know, I want to let you know also that that wasn't basically the message I was getting for you. The message I was getting for you is that everything's going to kind of fall into place, right? And that you're going to, you know, you're basically, you know, it's going to come to a balance where you're going to be able to balance those friendships, partnerships, you know. And I think those are very important with you going through, you know, your whole life rehabbing and all that. And I really think that the partnerships that you keep with your family will really help you with that. And
okay.
So I do see that kind of coming together, and I do see you developing a better, you know, developing, you know, more respect from them. So,
okay.
So that's the message I was getting. Let's see if Eli has anything.
I actually pulled the Nine of Cups, the wish card, but it's upside down. To me, that means like things will fall into place, but you have to be conscious about it, not just wait for it to happen.
Ah,
maybe
beautiful.
This is known as the wish card.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I mean, I got two for you just to be, what are you passionate in? Because I think when you finally decide that you're going back to work and you desire to go back to work, and it's not because you have to, you desire to go back to work. Once you have the desire to do it, then you'll be doing the job and you will, things will fit in. You will, you'll find that balance, because I think for you, it's to find the passion in what you do, then to find the balance within everything in your life. And then your family members will also understand that this is your passion, this is your time, and I think it would be great for your teenage son to understand that, as far as respecting you as a mom, you as a woman, and seeing how you can go and do this. And so for him, it will be an education in seeing what his mother's done and how you have progressed. And then I think that will bring up that respect that your son will then have in other women. So this is also a multi-purpose sort of reality for you that you can actually create and go with. So just my
beautiful
perspective,
beautiful.
What I'm picking up from you.
Beautiful reading. Beautiful reading.
Beautiful.
But we have come to the bottom of the hour here, so we're going to let Vivian give us our upcoming shows.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Lily. I'll just put you on mute because you never know what more can be coming. Okay, this is so neat. And Eli, thank you for jumping on the readings. It's just exactly what Spirit wanted today, so that's just just beautiful.
That's
yeah,
what she was laughing
sorry
about
that,
in the background.
Yeah. It was so cute. And I
always do readings
not like,
on my own. When I hear questions, it's nice to actually be able to say what I got.
You
beautiful.
Beautiful. You did an awesome job. You connected so well.
Yes,
and Lily,
did.
They won't let me go until I tell you that they also want you to breathe more into your heart, because you got a little pressure on your heart that it's holding you back a little bit. So just breathe into your heart. So remember the deep breathe into your heart, and you'll release that. And you're beautiful energy, beautiful energy. So our upcoming show, so there's 7 days a week on Psychic Talk Radio. So on tomorrow, May 2nd, is the Insider Show with Dax Carlisle and the guest co-host Mary Brown. And they're discussing easy tarot readings, methods, and spreads for the beginner and advanced reader alike. And they're taking your calls as well. And this is 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London, UK. On Thursday, May 3rd, is the Soul Sisters Show. And that's your host, Sue Shoemaker and Ann Anola. And they're welcoming their special guest medium, Lottie Wallen. She's the author of Unpluckering, It's a Loosening Up. And they're also taking your calls and questions in free meeting room as well, and that's 12 p.m. Eastern and 5 London, UK. On Friday, on May 4th, it's the Goddess Guidance Show, And that's with your host, Shakti Devi Aneki Aleo. And they're inviting the goddess into your everyday life. So learning how to do that. And, of course, still all taking your calls as well. And that's 11 p.m. Eastern. That's an evening show. And 4 a.m. London. And that's an early morning show for them. So on Saturday, May 5th, you can join the premiere show, the first show of Mystical Musings. And that's with your host, Mary Brown. And she's talking about her brand new show, what to expect, exciting topics and guests. And on this show also, she'll be discussing the Mystical Shaman Oracle Cards by Colette Baron-Reed, Alberto Vialdo, and Marcella Lobos, and also taking your calls, questions, and mini readings. And that's 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London, UK. And on Sunday, May 6th, it's open lines all show long, and that's with your hosts, Dax Carlo and Maria G. Moss, and that's 2 p.m. Eastern. On Monday, May 7th, that's Angelic Rum's show, and that's with your hosts, Dax Carlo, John S. Fuchs, and Maria G. Moss. And they've got open lines, again, all show long, and that's 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. London, UK. And then next Tuesday, you're back with us, the Power 3 Hope, Wisdom, and Healing, and we're having a special guest, Benua William Lazotte. He's a spiritual alchemist and clairvoyant. And, of course, it's the same time, 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I'd like to mention our next show is also going to be the monthly episode of Death and Dying. So the second, in 2 weeks from now, it's a monthly episode of Death and Dying. And the reason I'm mentioning is that is some people are not able to call in. So this is answering your calls about death and dying. So you can also Facebook either one of us, Fiona, Rose, or myself, private message. Give us your questions on death and dying. We can answer on the show, and then you'll be able to listen to the replay. Or you can email me at releasingthepowerwithin@gmail.com with those questions as well. The number for the show is the same, 1-714-816-4628. And I've talked so fast, so if you missed anything, you can always go to www.psychictalk.net, and you'll see the upcoming shows and replays. There you go, Rose.
Woo, that's a lot to say. Wow. Okay, well, yeah. So, okay, ladies, so let's tell, now, Fiona or Vivian, you just told where everybody can reach you, correct? So,
yes.
Fiona, would you like to tell everybody where they can reach you if they would like a full reading with you?
Well, they can message me on Facebook under Fiona Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R, or they can go to my website, www.fionapsychic.com, and go into my website, and you can see what for a reading from there. So, and Rose, what about yourself?
You can reach me on Facebook, just Rose Fullhorst on Facebook, right? Or you can call me at 217-556-1021. Eli, how can we reach you?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Facebook?
Do you have a Facebook?
On Facebook.
Page? Or a phone number?
Or just
yeah.
a Facebook.
I am Eli Hart on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I would appreciate
you up
it if
Eli
anyone
Hart.
Asked me for a reading. I need a practice.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Well,
there you go, guys.
You never know. That is your practice, though, see?
So Eli Hart, Eli Hart. Beautiful.
Right,
yeah.
There
you
go. You
know, I was looking at all the cards that I pulled for anything related to readings today. The number reduces to 17.
Then
wow,
eight.
Cool.
Perfect.
Okay. An eight.
Awesome.
Yep, that's crazy. Yes.
Perfect.
Spirit was with us today, right, ladies and gentlemen?
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. One really closing. Is Lily still in there? Is Lily still on the board there, Vivian?
She's not on the board, but she might still hear this. She might be still in
okay.
the chat room.
All right. I want to tell her that when she finds what's in her heart, it'll relieve the, you know, the tension in her chest area with the, she had a stroke and in her head. So she needs to really find what she needs to do because, you know, psychologically, that's how we heal. So we have to heal psychologically before we can heal, you know, physically. So I just wanted to tell her she's on the right track though. She's wanting to connect with her family and move forward. Right. So that's, she's on the right track. So send her prayers that way. All right? So thank everybody for listening today. It's been a great show, and we look forward to next week, next Tuesday. So thank you, ladies. Thank you, Eli, and thank you, listeners.
Perfect. Thank you, Eli, for letting us put you on.
That was fun.
Yeah, Eli had no heads up in that, so that was really good. Have a great week, everybody, and remember to smile.
Yes.
Your smile can change the world.
Yes, and